Today is Tuesday, May 11, 2021, and this is Debbie Moran, and this is our new moon session. So,
you're early.
I am early. Now I'm going to start the Facebook Live, so I don't have to go back and forth yet. Oh, where am I? Set up the live video. So, we're going to go live now. And we'll be early here, too. Okay. So, it says it's starting, and it just now started. Okay. So let's just breathe together, okay? Well, I may as well actually say this is the new moon session. It's Tuesday, May 11, 2021. This is the new moon session, and my name is Debbie Moran. So, let's see who joins. Huh, and it has started revving. I guess it's Facebook that makes it rev. So I think I will try what you suggested, even though it's a different microphone. I will try putting it below, so hopefully that recording doesn't get all of this static.
Do you mean your telephone?
Yeah, my computer is revving like crazy right now. Mm-hmm. And so I just moved my phone underneath the computer so it won't be so loud. Hi, Beata. Okay. So. Honey, do you have anything you want to actually state? Or Beata, do you actually have an intention you want to actually state? Okay, we are official now. All right, so.
By the way, I cannot hear Beata at all on the free conference call.
No, you can't because she's on Facebook Live. So you can't hear her because she's on Facebook Live.
But usually I can hear things, but okay.
No, they can't talk on Facebook Live. She says, let me think. They can't talk on Facebook Live, but she's typing, yes.
Okay.
So, technical challenges, technical opportunities. Let's not say they're challenges, let's say they're opportunities. I think between now and the next one, I'm going to practice with this microphone and see if I can get better at it.
Hi, so. Debbie.
Hey, Ange.
How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm adjusting. I'm well. I'm still adjusting. Yes, I am.
And hello, Jackie. So I'm back and forth. So you're in Florida now.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice. Does anybody here want to state any intentions, or do we just go with the flow and see what comes up?
Well, I just had like a huge ending and so a brand new beginning. So whatever comes up for that brand new beginning, I'm ready to go there.
You did. And congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Norman. I am going with the suggestion of my astrologer, Brian Hill, who said with the constellation in Taurus, et cetera, and the new moon today is, what is it that you truly value, you know?
Okay, can you pause a moment, honey, so I can recap that because people probably can't hear you. So, Norman is following the guidance of our astrologer friend, Brian Hill. And he says, what is it that you truly value? And so here you go.
And the reason why is because the constellation tells me that it is a good thing to pay attention to your true values. And it's not just about what's in your wallet financially, but also what's in your wallet of kindness and or appreciation or the things that you truly value in life. And so my intention is to pay attention to the values of my life.
I like that. So Norman says it's not just about, you know, what do you value? It's not just about money. It's also about, like, what are your true values? And his intention is to, stop me if I don't say this well. Your intention is to pay attention. Pay attention to what it is you're valuing.
Correct.
You say correct.
Yes.
So, and I think that's beautiful because I think too often, one of the things that's come up for me with this valuing dynamic is we often don't value our body in terms of we often neglect them in terms of their needs. And even in the spiritual realm, it's usually we're taught to transcend our bodies rather than live through our bodies, be through our bodies. Nice. And Beata says, her intention is I'm releasing all remaining pieces of fear of intimacy to become a more profound romantic partner. And she affirms, I let love in. And I love how you put that, Beata. You let love in. Because that's where you, it's like you really want to have a romance with yourself. First and foremost. So you actually have an experience of that that you can actually share with another. So with that in mind, I see the dance of the feminine and masculine. It's almost like that infinity sign, not almost, I see that infinity sign of that dance, which is also, I see a lot of, it's kind of an unenfolded yin and yang symbol when I see the infinity sign like that. And that's the masculine and the feminine, the dark and the light. It's bringing them into a dynamic of rhythm, a dynamic of harmony, a dynamic of interacting, listening well is what I'm hearing, listening well to the rhythm, listening well to the harmony, and discovering, not so much learning, it feels like less of learning and more of unlearning. But I feel like if we label it unlearning, it becomes work. And I think too many of us have been working hard to become something that we think we're not. And I'm seeing to change the language to actually being able to just simply be with it and not so much learning or unlearning, but more about discovering who we are in each and every moment with each and every breath, allowing that transitions to have the space they need, and I'm doing this undulation right now, to allow them to have the space they need to do the actual transition to come to the union, the divine union within, which then is available in the outer world. That's lovely. And it feels like With that dynamic, it feels like there is something stuck in the throat again. The throat seems to be a normal pattern place for stuckness. And that has to do with, that has to do with self-expression. That has to do with willpower. That has to do with the ability to create. And that is that throat and that solar plexus needing to be able to join through the heart to be able to express the creative potential, express the creative preferences, express the creative as it's occurring. Express it in such a way that there is a, it's coming so clearly through the heart that it is, it's divined. In other words, it is destined to occur because it's coming so clearly from the heart. It's not about a force. It's about allowing ourselves to be available to our source. You may have heard me say this before. Instead of like Star Wars talks about may the force be with you, I change that now and say may the source be with you. And so it's really about anchoring, getting our feet on the ground, getting our head clear and level. Hi, Mimi. And getting our head clear and level so that our pathways, our central channel is available to the cosmos and to the planet. And in that availability to the cosmos and to the planet, it makes our bodies more bioavailable to the abilities that they came to express. Mimi says, I have to clear my throat so many times a day at work. Yeah, I think that is that fear that Beata actually mentioned, like getting stuck in the throat and that fear of self-expression that has so many connotations about rejection or persecution or. In other words, the fear of being able to fully express yourself, ourselves, in a way where we're able to receive our heart's desires. And even desire is an interesting word because it has such a charge in so many ways that so many spiritual traditions are saying we're meant to overcome our desires. And the word may be the trigger. What I'm getting is it's not about overcoming our desires. It's about not being attached to the outcome, but allowing ourselves to express the outcome that's desired and allowing ourselves to be open to the outcome that presents itself, trusting that it's going to be this or greater than what we've already asked for. So it's that fear of not being safe, that fear of expression, that fear of letting go. What was that? So if you need to say something, please just interrupt me or just say, hey, I want to say something. So we're keeping our throats. But before we link them, we're actually doing a cleanse of like from the jaw, from the ears of the senses, actually. Cleanse of the senses, meaning not clearing the senses of actually being able to sense, but clearing the senses so that the senses, the filters of the senses are more clearly available to the reality of what's occurring rather than the stories that accompany the reality that's occurring. Well, the stories can show up, but as long as the senses are clear, there's that awareness of, I have a story playing in the background in my mind. And allowing it to vacillate, oscillate, move through its rhythm to come to undulate, to come to this space of, okay, I can see clearly now. not just a song I sing in the back of my mind. I can see clearly now. And the clarity becomes greater and greater and greater as you allow yourself, as we allow ourselves to be open to that greater and greater and greater expressions of our true self. And it's not that we're less than. We're not less than. You can be great and be greater at the same time. There's a biblical verse where Jesus is quoted as saying, "I am my Father, and my Father, but my Father is greater than I." And what that means is, in the physical expression of the God self, we have a narrower perception. Doesn't mean we don't have the availability of what is available. It just means we have a narrower perception. We have an individualized perception. And we're designed to have an individualized perception, meaning be the individual we came to be. Be the piece of the puzzle that we came to be. Allow our full expression to shine. And that's tapping into the sun energy. And the sun, I see the sun radiating the beings down on everyone and down onto the earth. And down through the earth. And it's funny because I said I see it radiating, and yet it is not a harmful radiation as we have been programmed to imagine.
Yeah.
It is a life-sustaining radiation that is designed to bring us to our full fruition. Bring the light alive through the senses, through the body. So just breathe that in and let's tap that in, okay? So there is a dynamic that's showing up in terms of being available to what's available in the moment. And it's showing up for me as technology. It's showing up with like Facebook flashing new tip, which feels like, yes, it's an offering, but it also feels like a huge distraction from what is coming through. And so it's allowing the senses to be modulated. Who's modulating? Well, I'm getting it's our souls, the modulation of our souls, not through Facebook and the technology, but through our souls and through the essence of our spirit that breathes life through our bodies. And that's suddenly tapping into the sense of taste. And all of a sudden, my mouth just got dry, like desert-like. So I feel like we're tapping into the desert-like expression. Desert-like expression of our soil. And that is the earth element within us. So the element, the and the sort of and the depletion of the fluidity, not in the sense of so it feels like it's being depleted, but that's why the breath is so essential. Hi, Chris, to bring that availability, that bioavailability of the cells to the water of life, which is water, and that fourth phase of water that is easy water. with that, I'm going to pause and take a drink. Feel free to do the same. I'm going to also tap it in. Head, heart, and belly. So now I see different rhythm. It's like a side-to-side rhythm. Internally, it looks like it started feeling like a rocking motion, which is what I'm doing. But as I look going through the body, it feels like an interesting wave. It almost looks like a pinball or a marble, like going through the panels and the pathways and the channels, all the way down through the energy field to kind of clear this diagonal, horizontal space to bring the reciprocals actually together within our bodies, the right and left halves of our bodies. Nice. And then it's like a part of me wanted to shake it off, like a dog shaking water off after being in the lake or the rain. But I had to close my eyes and recognize we don't want to shake it off. We want to absorb it. We've been shaking it off for too long. The ability to transmute toxins, whether they are historical situations in our personal lives or in our world or in our culture, or whether they are stuffed emotions that weren't allowed to actually be expressed, or whether they are mental thoughts no longer serve. Hello, Denise. And it's really about going through those qualities of being that are related to the physical body to kind of bring an equilibrium and a balance and a harmony to the halves of the body, to the halves of the hemispheres of the brain, to the right and left half of the body, and then connect the reciprocals. Yes. So, it's like connecting a settled bone. What's it? The hip bones connected to the leg bone. It's really kind of like that dynamic, but from a reciprocal perspective, from a body talk perspective, it's like connecting the right hand to the left foot and the left hand to the right foot, and then going from the bottom up and the top down till we meet in the center, work the meridian channels in the central vessel of the body. We're doing all of that right now. And as I'm doing that, it's like just kind of bringing that energy down through all of our bodies and down into the earth, to anchor those connections into the earth in such a way where we're plugged in to the electromagnetic energy of the earth. Yes, it is. Denise said intense energy. So it's like literally anchoring and plugging ourselves into the electromagnetic of the earth. And I'm not talking about the perception of the earth that we have right now as being damaged. I'm talking about the actual vital life chi, life source, not force, life source of the planet Earth. And then connecting that out through the cosmos to our solar system, through all of the planets, all the way up to the individual planets. Hi, Sune. So it's really about anchoring our bodies, our physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, soul, all of those qualities of being that live through the body or that are functions of the body as we are breathed through the body and live through the body. So it's like bringing them, it's plugging in, literally plugging into the earth and then following that connection out into the solar system and plugging into the individual planet and tapping into Uranus, which is that planet. Uranus is actually called it's the wake-up call. It's like the cosmic alarm clock, and it brings big, massive, sudden changes into our lives that are for our awakening. And it's a good thing. So I felt some fear. I felt some fear from somebody on the call. People on the call. It's like, oh no, big, massive changes. Big, massive changes. They're a little bit, but they don't have to be harsh. They can be big, massive changes. And if we're breathing through them, they come like a wave washes through us. And as the wave washes through us, it takes what is no longer necessary and clears the pathways and makes room inside of our bodies, inside of our structural bodies, so that we can live well and assimilate whatever's coming our way. Yes, breakthrough, Chris. Assimilate whatever's coming our way so that we don't have to run around like Chicken Little, like the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. It's like breathing into it as it occurs, and you discover it's a rose petal that's landing in your hand. No more bombs. Okay.
Over here.
It's right here.
So. All right, so now we're going physically, more physically into the pelvis, it feels like. Although, you know, you can't see me, so I'm going to actually show you what happened. This is the posture that I have right now. It's like, but my hands are grasped down here below. So it's like, it feels like, almost feels like there's something within us that is literally got us handcuffed, is not allowing us to actually move freely. And I hear many thought processes around, oh yes, that's the way of the world right now, and there's some truth to that, and yet we don't have to buy into that truth. This is our opportunity to actually step into that posture of self-governance. And that doesn't mean going out and starting riots. It just means going within and clearing the corruption within our own systems. Oh, that's big. Clearing the corruption within our bodily systems and our thinking processes and our emotional backlog and backwash. Like I see, I'm seeing different components of the earth. It's like, so it's like this emotional backwash looks a bit like a backup sewage. And the corruption of the thinking process looks a bit like, I just saw like a roller coaster that has been complete, just goes off the tracks. And it's like, where am I going? So it's like we need to unhook those areas where we've been handcuffed by our own perceptions, by our own willingness to just give up, and not from a surrendering point of view, to give up from a point of view of the child, the inner child right now. We're working with the inner child because the inner children, there are many of our inner children, like when you're three is what's coming up for some reason. When you're three, think of our bodies, which have over 75 trillion cells. And think of being three. You turn three on your birthday, but then you're three for 365 days, 24 hours a day, 12 months. So that's a lot of three-year-olds, because you're a different three-year-old every breath, every minute, every moment. So there are a lot of little ones of us that had been handcuffed and hidden away in cupboards. Now I see Harry Potter, the stairwell, hidden away in cupboards without getting their needs met. And these children are crying out and saying, please, see me. Please hear me. Please listen. So breathe into that, actually, and feel in your body where these three-year-olds are congested. Right now, I'm feeling very much the pelvic region as well as the pelvic crest. So very much the pelvis is what I'm feeling. So feel in your body where you feel these children stuffed. Mm-hmm. Almost like I just heard about somebody. A taxidermy contest, and so it's like, so all of a sudden I saw, where have we tried to stuff our little ones, make them paper thin dolls. In theory, to keep them safe, but in actuality, it's like taking their breath away. So breathe into those areas where you feel that congestion and imagine yourself gathering all of these little ones with you and bringing them into your body, into your heart, and letting them know, we're into Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't realize I had stuffed you there. I didn't realize I hid you there. I didn't realize that I forgot and abandoned you. I thought I'd already dealt with this. I didn't realize in dealing with this that meant casting you aside. Please come with me now. Please forgive me. Please come with me now so we can be fully alive and fully thriving. You can be safe now because I'm in charge. And yes, I'll make mistakes. Being human, that's part of the deal. But you're no longer a victim of circumstance of what you were a victim of in those moments. So I want you to come with me now into my heart. Yes. And I want you to know that this is your safe space, your safe home. And I will listen to you, and I will feel you.
Actions.
I will hear you. And I will respond to you. And I will give you a voice that you didn't have before. I will give you your voice back. So thank you for staying here, for staying alive, for staying with me, and for actually crying out, even though I didn't hear. Thank you for crying out. So now I am finally able to hear. And you can relax now. And as we go about our days and our nights and our lives, our life together, we will be gathering more and more of us that got lost along the way until our heart is so full of ourselves that it has no choice to just shine and radiate out into the world and invite others to come play with us, to come be with us, to recognize the little light they put out. I'm hearing this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm hearing that. It's really about bringing that light out, bringing that shine forward. Nice. So, now I'm standing with my hands behind my back.
Okay.
And at first thought, it felt like more binding, but I don't feel like it's more binding. It feels like establishing a more solid structure. It's about reminding the heart to come forward, the sternum to raise, and the heart to come forward, not from a military posture, of not that harsh posture, but from that open posture of, I have lots of breathing in space and wiggle room. And I'm delighted to be free within the seeming confines of my heart and knowing that it's not any confinement. It is a vital, living organ of grace. With every heartbeat, that's okay. A way of communicating throughout the body and throughout the world. Every heartbeat is like that subtle whisper that we've forgotten how to hear.
The other side.
That subtle whisper, that language of the heart that we've forgotten. Now we're remembering it. We're remembering it. We're remembering it. Now I'm feeling something in the jaw. Now, jaw, the left side of the head and jaw. Now, this is related to our interesting yesterday, or Sunday with Mother's Day. This is related to the mother within. This is related to the mother divine. This is related to the heartbeat and the language of the heart that we had turned off up until now. And so it's really about being able to listen and integrate and communicate. So it's about that integrating of the feminine and the masculine into the heartbeat, into the senses. And now I need to tap the small intestine, the navel, to do an integration there, to bring the knowledge of the heart down into the belly, into the small intestine, into the wisdom. Or bring it into wisdom. Bring the wisdom of the heart down into the small intestine to assimilate it and digest the wisdom, digest the knowledge, and let go of the misconceived, this has to do with our birth, the misconceived perceptions that we took on from our first breath, from our first breath, actually before our first breath, but it's bringing me into the first breath. So there's a dynamic that most of us were born in a hospital, and most of us didn't have a water birth. Actually, it's not entirely true because in the womb, you're in the water, but in the embryonic fluid. But most of us were forced to take our first breath through violence, a violent act of laughing. That was our first sensation, most of us. That created a breath, but it didn't create an association of warmth and gentleness and kindness. It created an association of, went right into the nervous system, central nervous system, to the vagus nerve, to the fight-flight mechanism of the body that said, whoa, look out, wherever you are now, it is not a safe place. Which is why we need to integrate our little ones into our hearts, because our heart is a safe space, our true hearts. I say our true hearts that way because most of us, if not everybody, has built a false shield, protective cover and coating around the heart to protect it. And that is called a false heart. And that false heart needs to crumble so the true heart can shine through, which is what we're working on right now.
Beautiful.
So, there's something again with the jaw, with the mouth, the jawbone, the mandible. It is related to, well, it's related to the pelvis and sacral and craniosacral, but it's showing me something else. It's showing me more violence, actually. It's showing me more that primal instinct of biting. But that primal instinct of biting is not necessarily what it's meant to do. It's just with that first smack and that first breath. It's like we went on the defensive. I'm like, okay, put up your duke. We went on the defensive, and we didn't know where we stood. Again, we've already anchored into that, but we still need to clear this defensive. One of the things I've learned over time, and I'm going to just clear the energy throughout the group and whoever is joining us later, or whoever's joining us consciously or intentionally elsewhere, clearing that energy field. But one of the things I've learned is I have to wait till I clear this. When we get clear, when we are clearly present, and this is something we learned in Breakthrough about boundaries and defenses. Most of us have no clue what those are because they have been violated, or we were violated, or they were violated, or we violated others. Most of us don't have a clue in our earlier lives. Well, we can't. As a child, we don't have any clue of boundaries because we're so dependent upon our family, our parents, that there is no boundary. There is a blurring of we came through them, from them. So we learned that wasn't always kind. That wasn't always nice. That didn't always feel good. So we started building our defenses early. And so as we get older and become an adult and parent ourselves, we need to reparent ourselves. And as we reparent ourselves, we become aware of what our preferences are. Jackie says, so interesting, I'm treating a cat with a jaw issue related to trauma, fighting through. He bit another cat. Well, of course, he has some trauma, just like most of us do. So it feels like we are needing to discover what our needs are. You're welcome, Jay.
Oh, hi.
And when we discover what our needs are and we recognize that we are the ones responsible for getting our needs met, meeting our own needs, whether it's through another person or we're doing it ourselves, then the boundaries clarify themselves and your boundaries become clear, just like the wall of a cell. That's a clear boundary. A defense is a rigidified, closed cell that doesn't allow anything in and slowly dies because it's not letting its resources in and not letting its waste out. So we become like that in terms of not knowing what our boundaries are. But when we get clear on what we need and we reparent ourselves, then the boundaries naturally set themselves. You don't have to force them. They just set themselves. So you don't have the same situations repeating of people constantly overstepping your boundaries. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but it happens a lot less and you're more aware of it more quickly. So we want permeable, pliable, juicy boundaries that are clear, but that nourish us from the inside out and the outside in, that are clear and they know what our needs are, so we receive the nutrients we need. We receive, this is actually bringing up the nourishment thing because it feels like there's so much of our world that we're struggling with because of soil, climate change, not enough nourishment, nutrition in the food. But one of the things that we discover when we do this work is when we get clear, everything we need is provided for. Somebody went, that may not make me, it's like, so if I'm not having everything I need provided for me, does that mean that you're saying I'm not clear? And yes and no. So it's not about making you wrong. It's about helping you get clear. It's about helping us all get clear. Because if we focus on out there about what's wrong, we get more and more of that. There's a dynamic in energy where energy is energy. Somebody who is extremely clear can receive what most of us call negative energy, and to them it's just energy. So it's fuel. It's fuel. They take it in as fuel. It doesn't become toxic. It gets transmuted because they have the filters that recognize energy is energy. So what I want to do is give us more clear filters that say energy is energy, and I'm just going to let it flow through me, and I'm going to just ride that wave of my life and my body and joyfully be with all of the little ones that I've gathered into my heart space and all of the others that are going to be gathering into my heart space. So I am so full of light and so full of myself, there is no room for struggle, for hardship. Yes, it is allowing, Chris. And yet allowing actually I think has to be preceded by accepting. Because nobody will allow anything if they haven't actually accepted where they are at the moment, and then recognize that they don't have to stay there once you are accepting of who you are in the moment, because we're different all the time. Once you accept who you are in the moment, then the allowing comes easy. Because there's no fighting against ourselves or the world around us. This is taking me back within, where we started with the whole governing vessel. Yes, there's the whole governing vessel within ourselves. So we learn to take command of our choices and our preferences and our interactions with the world around us, recognizing they are an extension of us. I am an extension of you, and you are an extension of me. And noticing when that feels out of sync and out of balance. This brings me to synchronicity. For those of you who know John Beltine says, synchronicity is always present. We're just not always present to synchronicity. So what that means is, a lot of people say, I have all of these synchronicities happening in my life. Well, yes, because synchronicity is always present. But it's not synchronicity happening. It's you are suddenly becoming available to the synchronicities that are always present. So you are always there to receive them. Nice. So this is how I actually get messages from everywhere. From a very little age, I used to think, you know, God is speaking to me everywhere. God is speaking to me. And that was true. However, it's that God self within ourselves, because later after I did Course in Miracles, that's when I realized, oh, I'm speaking to me all the time. When I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to me. When you're speaking to me, you're speaking to you. And let's just tap that in, rather than trying to comprehend it, because the mind will never comprehend it. But it's okay. We don't have to make the mind wrong. We just let it be. Which brings me full circle to the song I posted for Mother's Day, Let It Be. So I feel like we're now working with the minerals of the bodies, of our bodies. And establishing a sort of equilibrium, almost like a quantifiable, this is not something we have to be aware of, but it's almost like the body is actually adjusting and tweaking the individual minerals of the body to bring the right amount of calcium, potassium, magnesium, all of the minerals that are needed. Lithium. Lithium showed up, so that's important. And yes, we've been depleting all of these from the earth, but if we come from that consciousness of life replenishes life, there's no limit to the miracles that we will observe. Because synchronicity actually is the miracle of life. So we are the miracles we came to experience. You are the miracle you came to experience. Our bodies are the vessels that we breathe and live through. Yeah. Our brains need that lithium. Our brains, all of them. Our nervous system. So it's bringing that awareness through the cells, through the electromagnetic currency. Oh, currency, the electromagnetic currency of life. The true electromagnetic currency. Yes. Oh. And that makes me want to hydrate again. So, hydrate people, please. Okay. So, now I feel like I'm working with the cranium. Ah, it started at the pelvis. Actually, now what I'm feeling now is, yes, nice. I'm glad, Chris. Chris says she's feeling the energy, so he's moving with the minerals. Yay. So what I'm also feeling is that dynamic of the cranium. Not just the skull bones, all the cranium, the cranial bones. And we started at the pelvis to gather all those little girls, all those little children. And so what we want to do is balance the cranium with the pelvic girdle. So we start with the bones. And actually, I think I have something on my desktop that I can actually put on there. Let's see if I can do that without messing things up. All right, so gives you an idea of, nope, can't do it. Okay, sorry guys, I was going to try to put it in image. I guess I'll put it on the New Moon page. Many of you have probably seen it, but many of you may not have, so I'll put it on the New Moon page. It's simply an image of the cranium inside the pelvis. So you can see the associated bones and the associated structure and how the pelvis is literally, it's like our upper bodies and our lower bodies are mirrored. The pelvis is literally a mirror of the cranium, which is kind of brilliant. Not kind of brilliant, it's pretty brilliant actually. And if you think about the fact that we have the head brain and the gut brain, it's really brilliant. So we're adjusting the cranium, it's almost like giving some space. Yes, some space and some lubrication in the craniosacral fluid and the interstitial fluid of the body and the fluid, the oral fluid, the saliva, so the fluids of the body. So the structure of the bones and the fascia as well as the fluids of the body. And bringing them into, it just brings a smile to my face. It's like bringing them into some sort of, it's like I see this rhythm. And this rhythm is not a chaotic rhythm. It feels like the fluids, almost like when you open up a dam and all of a sudden the fluids start coming out. And then they start spreading and spraying and just trickling like rocks in a creek bed. I see that happening. So it's like reorganizing the fluid flow and the fascial structure and the fluid flow inside the fascial structure, inside the bones. Because our bones are pliable. They're meant to bend, not just at the wrist. The arm bone is meant to bend, meant to have the little give. So, bringing that all into balance, bringing that fluid, that easy water into harmony. Oh, you're welcome, Jackie. See you later. Okay. And everybody just pause and take three breaths deeply in and out in your own rhythm. And as you do that, add a smile. And imagine that smile spreading to your heart. And that is it, everyone. Allow that to, it's a recursive dynamic. Allow that to process between now and the full moon. And then again, I see the infinity symbol sideways. And that is very much, to me, an unfolded yin and yang symbol. And it's that folding back and forth and coming in and out. So it's like bringing that energy and that rhythm and that electromagnetic source energy available to each and every one of you, to all of us, to anyone who's ready, willing, and able to receive it, or anyone who's ready, willing, and ready to be willing to be able to receive it. Okay, that's it. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Bye. Thank you, Deb.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, my dear.